Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining. Prolify Your Ministry is pleased to present Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith. For tonight, I am the guest host. My name is Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Right now, I'm having a bit of technical difficulty, so I'm going to play that song one more time and give me a little extra time to do some things I need to do, and I will be right back and start the show. Thank you, everybody, for being patient. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being patient. This show is live, so sometimes there are technical difficulties. But everything is well now. Once again, thank you, everybody. On tonight, I am the guest host again. I'm Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody, for joining on Periscope. I truly appreciate it. If you're listening on iTunes, I appreciate you as well. That was The More I Seek You by Kerry Job. And I want those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio to know that I will open the phone lines at the end of prayer to take your prayer requests and pray with you. And those of you on Periscope, if you need prayer, I will tell you how to contact me at the end. Well, let's jump right into it. If you ever been on with me when I pray, I like to use a scripture because I believe in giving scripture for everything. And I do mean everything. And tonight's scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20 and 21 from the New Living Translation. This is Paul's concerns for the Corinthians. For I am afraid that when I come, I won't like what I find, and you won't like my response. I am afraid I will find quarreling, jealousy, anger, selfishness, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorderly behavior. Yes, I am afraid when I come again, God will humble me in your presence, and I will be grieved because many of you have not given up your old sins. You have not repented of impurity, sexual immorality, and eagerness for lustful pleasure. Tonight's prayer focus is praying the heart of God. Tonight's prayer focus is praying the heart of God. And the heart of God, for those of you that do not know, the heart of God is for none to perish, but for all to accept his gift of eternal life. That's John 3:16. But in order to do that, beloved, you and I have some rooms we need to clean up. And by rooms, I don't mean rooms in your house. I mean rooms within your temple, within your body. We have some rooms that we need to clean up. In the text, Paul was a man called to leadership over the Corinthians, and he was talking to them. Basically, he was telling them they need to get their act together before he comes back. Basically, he was telling them that they need to get their act together before he comes back. And I started thinking when I read that, because I'm a thinker. I started thinking about if Paul, who was just a man, a human being like you and me, felt that way enough to tell them what he told them. Can you just imagine what God is looking down on us and saying to us, as a prophet of God, I'm here tonight to tell you God is not pleased. I'm here to tell you that God is not pleased. His Holy Spirit is grieving because we are not holy, not for real. Let's pray. Father God, we repent tonight of every way in us that's not your way. We have become gossipers, slandering people with our mouths, jealous, selfish, and arrogant. And still we expect you to bless us as though our mess is not showing. We desire to be a sweet aroma in your nostrils, in the nostrils of heaven, and not stink up the place from which comes our grace, from which comes our help. So undeserving, Father, but we cry out more of your grace. We are so undeserving, Father, but we cry for more of your grace, more of your mercy. We want you to delight in us. We want you to delight in us, to be proud of us when you come. We repent for letting this world become our world. Oh, Father, we repent. For we, the church, has lost our body to sin. For we, the church, have lost our body to sin. Both the sins we commit and the sins we omit, overlook. Time we stop running from you, trying to hide ourselves from you like Adam and Eve. Yes, Father, we partake in some things, some situations you told us not to. Yes, we have willfully disobeyed you, gotten ourselves in trouble and blamed you. Oh, God, we're sorry. We're sorry. We're so sorry for allowing our flesh to take you for granted and then blaming you for the hell that we've made. Somebody tonight, your life is what you made it. Somebody tonight, your life is what you made it. God didn't do it. The devil didn't do it. You did it. Somebody right now, your greatest thing that you need to be delivered from is you. The greatest thing that you need to be delivered from is you. You won't drink, do drugs, or smoke, but you have ways. As a matter of fact, we all have ways, lying ways, ways that will lie to us and everybody else, ways that don't care, ways that are selfish. But still, you cover us, God. But still, you cover us, God, in and through Jesus' blood. Let his death not be in vain. But help us to die to self, die to old familiar spirits and our attitudes. Help us to die to what we want, to what we want to do, and be more like you. The Apostle Paul said, "I die daily." Daily, Father, we thank you for health and strength and for letting us be in our right mind. Daily, Father, we thank you for keeping us alive and offering to us another chance, a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, and beyond. Thank you, Father, for providing all that we have. We cry out tonight because we know that we've done you wrong when you've done nothing but done us right. You've done nothing but done us right, Father. We know that we've done you wrong. Despite who's in the White House, Father, you've done us right. Despite what the doctor has said, Father, you've done us right. And we need you once more to help us get right and stay right. We want to be holy because you are holy. And you told us to be holy because you are holy. But stuff keeps getting in the way, and we are ashamed. Deliver somebody from shame tonight, God. Deliver them from self-blame and self-harm tonight, God. We come to you because you're the only one that can break the chain of depression, oppression, weariness, loss, and overburden we feel. Return some of us to the joy of our salvation. When we rejoice in serving you with our gift, touch and restore the choir member tuning in live or listening to the replay, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio or Periscope. Touch the choir member tuning in. Touch and restore the pastor burnt out on your words because he or she has not been fully living your word. Touch and restore every member that's looking to your servant and not you. Touch and restore every church member, every family member in need, everybody on the phone lines, whatever your last name is. I'm asking God tonight to touch your family, to touch your family members, to touch and to restore them. Bring deliverance from sin, deliverance from sickness, deliverance from hopelessness and homelessness. Touch and provide for every shelter that's housing your people. Touch the women's shelter, the homeless shelter. Father God, call somebody off the streets. Call somebody up out of the grip of poverty and into their own home. But first, God, we believe that before we receive anything, before we receive any type of blessing from your hand, we repent, meaning we renounce, we break our connection. We break the loyalty we form with and to the things of this world. We choose tonight to turn away completely. Satan, we choose to shut you down by shutting ourselves down. We choose to shut you down by shutting ourselves down. And we ask you, Father, to clean our temple, our vessel, so that you can stand up mightily and be proud in us, unashamed of any part of us. We repent. And we come back to you, our first love. We still believe that Jesus is Lord and that you raised him from the dead. And if we confess this, we shall be saved. Despite how we've acted, always trying to fit in when you told us not to blend, do not be yoked together with unbelievers because bad company corrupts good character. Despite it all, we still believe and we repent. Like David, we refuse to sacrifice to you which cost us nothing. We refuse to sacrifice to you that which cost us nothing. So let the cost be our lives. No more living our lives the way we want to. Make us all about you. That's our sacrifice on tonight. Now seal us, Father, in your grace and your mercy, because the enemy will try to come against this prayer offered up tonight. But even then, we give him no glory. No glory, Father, only you. I bind every distraction already set in place. It will not prosper. In Jesus' name, I pray. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines desiring prayer, press 1 and I will be glad, honored to pray with you. Just press 1 on your phone. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, that is. Press 1. Okay, thank you for joining, everybody. I appreciate it. If you're on Periscope and you need prayer, or if you're on Blog Talk Radio and you just didn't want to do it live, you can always contact me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. You can call or text, and I will be glad to pray with you, or you can email. Some people prefer to email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, the woman of God, the regular host that you're used to, she will be back, regaining her rightful place on Faith on the Line next Friday, same time, same place. Prophetess K will be back. But If you can't wait till Friday, you can join her Monday right here on Prolific Fire. Call in the same number that you did. You call for prayer tonight. Call that same number. And the time will be 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific for Faith on the Line. She's the speaker, and the message will be God can use you where you are. Truly excited about that word coming forth tonight. I'm going to give you one more chance. Prayer request, prayer request. If there are no prayer requests on tonight, I'm going to go back into prayer, and I'm going to close out. Father God, I thank you for everybody that was tuning in on tonight, God. I pray, Lord God, that they felt this prayer tonight, Lord God, and they truly repent from their hearts, Lord God, and that they will see the difference in their lives in coming days, Lord God. Thank you for being faithful to us, God, even when we weren't faithful, God. I give you honor, praise, and glory on tonight for moving in the lives of your people. Amen. This concludes prayer. Thank you for taking the time to join. Until next week, God bless you all. Good night.